Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, WinSearch fans, now through June 11th, don't forget to stop by any participating Wichita retailer. Find the text code in the Coors Light section. Stock up on your Coors Light, and in the process, you could win a four-pack of tickets to the big Father's Day WinSearch game on June 20th. It's coming up. Qualify for the ultimate Father's Day's gift, a Coors Light keg grill and rolling cooler valued at $370. You must be 21. Message and data rates apply. And don't forget, never text and drive. OTD, on this day in sports history, the 11th day of June. 1938, what's the name Johnny Vandermeer mean to you, Jacob?
Hit me.
Pitched the first of two consecutive no-hitters on this day for the Cincinnati Reds, beating the Braves 3-0 and following it up 4 days later with a second no-hitter, still the only major league pitcher in history to do it. Johnny Vandermeer, the first of two consecutive no-hitters on this day in 1938. By the way, Vandermeer finished with a career record of 119 and 121. But he was effective. He was a four-time All-Star, won a World Series with the Reds in 1940, led the league in strikeouts three different times, and spent 2 years, like many of those athletes did in that time, serving our country in the Navy for 2 years. By the way, though, postscript with him, in 1952, 14 years after his consecutive no-nos, he threw a no-hitter in the Texas League for the Tulsa Oilers. Johnny Vandermeer, now you know. 1938, the U.S. Open was played at Cherry Hills in Denver. Ralph Goodall won his second straight Open by six strokes ahead of Dick Metz. Why should that name mean something to you? It's the pride of Arc City, Kansas, who won 10 times on the PGA Tour in the 30s and the 40s, ended up designing the Arc City Country Club, was born there and died there. Dick Metz also has the distinction of playing in one of the first foursomes ever at the old nursery at Augusta, with Bobby Jones, the aforementioned Ralph Goodall, and Kai LeFoon. Dick Metz, a part of history in that first competitive foursome at Augusta. That's pretty cool. Guy right down the road, giving you a little history. Let's see, okay, here's one for you, Jacob. 1989, Michael Chang, remember Michael Chang, won his only major in the French Open. Which got me to thinking, when was the last American winner in the French Open? Any ideas?
On the men's side?
Yeah, on the men's side. Oh, the women have had lots of, but the men,
I mean,
we're talking
Sampras?
Nope, but good, great, you're right in the right era.
Agassi.
Andre Agassi.
Yeah, okay.
Agassi in 99 was the last French
wow.
Open winner. The last
okay.
American Wimbledon winner was your buddy Pete Sampras, 2000. The last Australian Open American winner, Andre Agassi, in 2003. And the same year, another American won the U.S. Open for his only major title, Andy Roddick.
It's been since, pick up the pace.
Oh, dude.
It's been tennis game.
The last Grand Slam men's winner goes all the way back to 2003 now, and Andy Roddick. Why does America suck at tennis? At least on the men's side. It doesn't on the women's. Yeah, it doesn't on the women's side, but on the men's side, brutal. Ah. 1990, Nolan.
We got to get it together.
You think so? Right,
you know,
yes.
It's one of those things.
I mean,
why do we suck at soccer? I don't know.
Well,
but
I don't know why we suck
at
soccer.
Figure it out.
How can we be ranked 22nd in the world in soccer?
At anything.
Yeah, at anything. I mean, that's just absurd. 22nd in the world? We're not even in the top 20. 1990, Nolan Ryan. On what day didn't he do something? Threw his sixth no-hitter for the Rangers in Oakland, getting Ken Phelps, Ricky Henderson, and Willie Randolph, all former Yankees, in order in the ninth. Nolan Ryan, president of Sports Badassery. 2005.
Anybody above him.
No, there is nobody above him. Not in my opinion, anyway. And finally, here's one to chew on. In 2005, the World League of American Football played its 13th championship in Dusseldorf, Amsterdam. Attendance, 36,000.
Wow.
Amsterdam beat Berlin 27-21. The World League of American Football played for 15 years. That just seems really odd to me. Their last year was 2007. And amongst their champions were included the Hamburg Sea Devils, the Frankfurt Galaxy, the Rhein Fire, that's Rhein as in Rhein, Germany, R-E-I-N, Barcelona Dragons, and the London Monarchs. I bring up Hamburg, Frankfurt, and Rhein because they're all trying to, that's the next market that apparently the NFL is going to expand into in Germany. They've already got their four games that they play in London every year. Germany appears to be the preferred expansion for a location for the NFL.
You got Mexico City in there now.
Mm-hmm. And Mexico City's in the mix.
Why don't they play a game in Canada?
Well, that's a good question. CFL have something to do with that, I wonder?
Maybe. I was in, when I covered the World Series for the Royals in Toronto, and it was an NFL Sunday on an off day, I believe, of that series. Better believe people were into the NFL. And, of course, at that time there, you could go bet a game at basically like an ATM machine and just take your ticket. I hammed it up with a local at a watering hole near the hotel, and we bet football games.
That's fun.
It was fun.
It is fun. How far away is Kansas from a book?
It was on the docket this year. It was on the books. It just got pushed down the priority line. I don't know, 1-2 years.
It's coming.
I can't believe everybody didn't see Colorado this year and be like, all right, let's go ahead and get that over with.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. There you go. A little OTD for you. It happened on this day in sports, June 11th. Pretty good stuff. The World League of American Football. I can't believe that it played for 15 years. Do you remember any of it at all?
Not a whole lot.
No, there's not a whole lot to really remember. It's not like a lot of guys came out of it to go and play in the NFL. I went back and looked at the box score of that championship game played in 2005. I feel like I know fair amount of names dating back a while in the NFL. There wasn't like anybody at all in that championship game that even moved the needle from a standpoint of the NFL. Yep, that whole thing ran for 15 years.
Yeah, Yeah.
Which makes you wonder why another league can't work.
I don't know that I ever, like, watched a game or anything like that.
No, I hear you.
I remember its existence, but not much about it. When you said 36,000 people, I was pretty shocked by that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 36,000 was the attendance for that game. You know, and it harkens, begs the question a little bit about, now, not necessarily football in Europe, that's a different thing, but football outside the NFL. Has the NFL just become so large that you really can't operate an XFL, a USFL Part 2, a league expected to be successful outside of the normal footprint of the NFL? I mean, they've tried a lot. Unless it's going to be sanctioned by the NFL as a developmental league, I don't know if it's going to work or not. So, anyway. All right, we'll close it down here in just a moment. Sports Daily on the Sports Station. Jacob Albrock, yours truly, Chad Chambers produces. Right here on your sports station, KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.